Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. No, good morning. Hello. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We're good. All righty then. We're good to have you this glad morning. It's a beautiful day. Woo! Well, if you're not fired up, then you should be. Just don't get fired. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is 23 June 2022. My. Wow. Where did this many days go? We're already on the downhill slide. The longest day of the year was yesterday. I wasn't even out climbing buttes or nothing on the longest day of the year.
Wow.
And it should have been. Anyways, welcome. We're glad to have you with us here today. We're going to be studying Rehoboam and Jeroboam, the next kings of Israel and Judah. And what a deal we're getting into. We're seeing what happens when you don't think like God, talk like God, and act like God. And God told him that over and over and over. But so does he tell you and I. All right, here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer like we do every time we come here. You can find the opening prayer in the notes of every one of the programs. You can find the opening prayer right there. Here we go. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ. I get to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Well, we're back tonight in the book of 1 Kings. So, 1 Kings Chapter 12, Solomon has just died. He reigned for 40 years. Can you imagine? In 40 years, he married 300 wives.
Wow.
And he did that in 40 years. Do you know how many that is a year?
Way too many all around.
I mean, if you had 40 wives, that's one a year. And he had 300. And 700 combines. Concubines, if you missed the joke. That was an ecclesiastical joke there. There we go. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had gone to Shechem to make him king. So it happened when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard it. He was still in Egypt, for he had fled from the presence of King Solomon and been dwelling in Egypt, that they sent and called him. Then Jeroboam and the whole assembly of Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam. We are going to get these names mixed up here. Don't do it. Saying, your father made our yoke heavy. Now, therefore, lighten the burdensome service of your father and his heavy yoke, which he put on us, and we will serve you. And he said to them, depart for 3 days and then come back to me. And the people departed. Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who stood before his father Solomon while he still lived. And he said, How do you advise me to answer this? And they spoke to him, saying, if you will be a servant to these people today and serve them, answer them, speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever. But he rejected the advice which the elders had given him, consulted the young men who had grown up with him, and stood before him. Never the wisdom of the zeal of the younger and overcome the wisdom of the older. He said to them, what advice do you give? How should we answer this people that have spoken to me, saying, lighten the yoke which your father put on us? The young man who had grown up with him spoke to him, saying, thus you should speak to the people that have spoken to you, saying, your father made our yoke heavy, but you can make it lighter. Then you shall say to them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist. Dum, 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 dum. And now, whereas my father put a heavy yoke on you, I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I'll chastise you with scourges. Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had directed, saying, come back to me the third day. The king answered the people roughly and rejected the advice which the elders had given him, and he spoke to them according to the advice of the young man, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scourges. King did not listen to the people, for the turn of events was from the Lord, that he might fulfill his word, which the Lord had spoken by Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. Now when all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, what share have we in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Now see to your own house, O David. So Israel departed to their tents. But Rehoboam reigned over the children of Israel who dwelt in the cities of Judah. King Rehoboam, Adoram, who was in charge of the revenue, but all Israel stoned him with stones, and he died. Therefore, King Rehoboam mounted his chariot in haste to flee to Jerusalem. Well, so Israel has been in rebellion against the house of David to this day. Verse 20, came to pass when all Israel heard that Jeroboam had come back, they sent for him and called him to the congregation, made him king over Israel. There was none who followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah only. And when Rehoboam came to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men who were warriors. That's a lot of warriors, 180,000, to the fight against the house of Israel, that he might restore the kingdom to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. But the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, speak to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, to all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the rest of the people, saying, thus says the Lord, you shall not go up nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Let every man return to his house, for this thing is from me. Therefore, they obeyed the word of the Lord and turned back according to the word of the Lord. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in the mountains of Ephraim and dwelt there. Also, he went out there and built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, now the kingdom may return to the house of David, if these people go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then the heart of the people will turn back to their Lord. Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they will kill me and go back to Rehoboam, king of Judah. Therefore, the king asked two advice. The king asked advice, made two calves of gold, and said to the people, it's too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you from the land of Egypt. What is wrong with these people? I may not have it all together, but I am not going to chase a false, wicked, evil, stupid God.
Especially one that they had to build themselves.
What are you going to do if the tail falls off the cow? You're God. So, like Brother Terry said, in Christianity, our God builds the priest. In Hinduism, the priests build the gods. And when the God falls apart, the priest put him back together. But in Christianity, when the priests fall apart, our God puts them back together. I don't even know what verse there is on. It's just like, enough already. Don't you want to just shout into this page, enough? 29. And he set up one in Bethel and the other he put in Dan. This thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one as far as Dan. He made shrines on the high places and made priests from every class of people who were not the sons of Levi. They followed him to do it. It's no big deal if a leader wants to do something stupid, but don't follow him. Jeroboam ordained a feast on the 15th day of the 8th month, like the feast that was in Judah, and offered sacrifices on the altar. So he did at Bethel, sacrificing to the calves, which he made at Bethel. He installed the priest of the high places, which he had made. He made offerings on the altar, which he made at Bethel on the 15th day of the 18th month, 8th month in the month, which he advised in his own heart. And he ordained a feast for the children of Israel and offered sacrifices on the altar and burnt incense. It's exactly where we are today.
Frustrating.
Chapter 13. Here comes the message of the man of God. I mean, I know what's going to go on in all these stories, but it's just like when you're reading it, you're like, no.
How could you not get it?
Just know already, okay? And behold, a man of God went from Judah to Bethel by the word of the Lord, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. He cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus says the Lord, behold, a child, Josiah by name, shall be born to the house of David. And on you he shall sacrifice the priest of the high places who burn incense on you, and men's bones shall be burned on you. Wow. Go for it, Josiah. It's my grandson's name. You're a mighty warrior. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Surely the altar shall split apart, and the ashes on it shall be poured out. Signs and wonders, but nothing happens until somebody says something. Came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God who cried out against the altar in Bethel, that he stretched out his hand from the altar, saying, arrest him. And his hand, which he stretched out toward him, withered, so he could not pull it back. May we see some withered hands and people who are striking out against men and women of God in the United States of America right now. The altar also was split apart and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. The king answered and said to the man of God, please entreat the favor of the Lord your God and pray for me that my hand might be restored. No! So the man of God entreated the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him and became as before. Then the king said to the man of God, come home with me and refresh yourself, and I will give you a reward. The man of God said to the king, if you were to give me half your house, I would not go with you. Nor would I eat bread or drink water in this place. I agree. For so it was commanded me by the word of the Lord, you shall not eat bread nor drink water, return by the same way you came. So he went another way and did not return by the way he came to Bethel. verse 11. Now an old prophet dwelt in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. They also told their father the words which he had spoken to the king. And their father said to them, which way did he go? For his sons had seen which way the man of God went, came from Judah. He said to his son, saddle the donkey for me. So he saddled the donkey. And he rode on it, went after the man of God, found him sitting under an oak tree. I like oak trees. He said to him, are you the man of God who came from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said to him, come home with me and eat bread. He said, I cannot return with you, nor go in with you. Neither can I eat bread nor drink water with you in this place. For I have been told by the word of the Lord, you shall not eat bread nor drink water there, nor return by going the way you came. He said to him, I too am a prophet as you are. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with you to your house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he was lying to him. You got to find out if people are lying to you. That was a good one. That's why you got to read this book every day. Because as you read the Bible, you hear what truth sounds like. So that when a lie comes out of somebody else's mouth, it automatically does not sound like this. Mm-hmm. But if you don't read this word or listen to it being read, at least, then when people are lying, you'd be like, well, that ain't what. But no, once you've been through this book enough times, there ain't no way. You'll call a lie out right away, and people look like, well, how do you know that? Because I know what the sound of truth is like.
Amen.
Amen. 19. So he went back with him, ate bread in his house, and drank water. And it happened as he sat at the table, the word of the Lord came to the prophet who had brought him back, and he cried out to the man of God who came from Judah, saying, thus says the Lord, because you have disobeyed the word of the Lord and have not kept the commandment which the Lord your God commanded you, but you came back, ate bread and drank water in the place of which the Lord said to you, eat no bread and drink no water, your corpse shall not come to the tomb of your father. So it was, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled the donkey for him, the prophet whom he brought back. When he was gone, a lion met him on the road and killed him. And his corpse was thrown on the road, and the donkey stood by it. The lion also stood by the corpse. And there men passed by and saw the corpse thrown on the road, and the lion standing by the corpse. Then they went and told it to the city where the old prophet dwelt. When the prophet had brought him back from the way heard it, he said it was the man of God who was disobedient to the word of the Lord. Ah. Therefore the Lord has delivered him to the lion, which has torn him and killed him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke to him. And he spoke to his sons, saddle the donkey for me. So they saddled it. And he went and found his corpse thrown on the road, and the donkey and the lion stood by the corpse. The lion had not eaten the corpse, nor torn the donkey. The prophet took up the corpse of the man of God, laid it on the donkey, and brought it back. So the old prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him. He laid the corpse in his own tomb. And they mourned over him, saying, alas, my brother. So it was after he had buried him that he spoke to his son, saying, when I am dead, then bury me in the tomb where the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones. For the saying which he cried out by the word of the Lord against the altar in Bethel and against all the shrines and the high places which in the cities of Samaria will surely come to pass. After this event, Jeroboam did not turn from his evil way, but again made priests from the high class, every class of people. Whoever wished, he consecrated them. And he became one of the priests of the house of the high places. And this thing was the sin of the house of Jeroboam, so as to exterminate and destroy it from the face of the earth. When God gives you a prophetic utterance, don't do anything else. Obey it. All right. First Kings 14. At that time, Ahijah, the son of Jeroboam, became sick. Jeroboam said to his wife, "Please arise, disguise yourself, that they may not recognize you as the wife of Jeroboam, and go to Shiloh. Indeed, Ahijah, the prophet, is there, who told me that I would be king over this people." God, you're so wicked, you got to disguise yourself. "Also, take with you 10 loaves, some cakes, a jar of honey, go to him. He will tell you what will become of the child." Jeroboam's wife did so. She arose and went to Shiloh, came to the house of Ahijah. But Ahijah could see, for his eyes were glazed. He could not see by reason of his age. Now the Lord had said to Ahijah, "Here is the wife of Jeroboam coming to ask you something about her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus you shall say to her, for it will be when she comes in that she will pretend to be another woman." It don't make a difference if you put disguising clothes on when you're going to see a prophet.
Right.
He can tell when you last changed your underwear. Verse 6. Probably not, but anyways. "And so it was when Ahijah heard the sound of her footsteps as she came through the door, he said, 'Come in, wife of Jeroboam. Why do you pretend to be another person? For I have been sent to you with bad news. Go tell Jeroboam, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I exalted you from among the people and made you ruler over my people, tore the kingdom away from the house of David and gave it to you. And yet you have not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments, who followed me with all of his heart to do only what was right in my eyes. But you have done more evil than all who were before you. For you have gone and made for yourself other gods, molded images to provoke me to anger, and have cast me behind your back," like that quarter with "put God we trust behind their face."
Oh, yeah.
Messed up. We'll tell you in a minute. "Therefore, behold, I will bring disaster on the house of Jeroboam. We'll cut off from Jeroboam every male in Israel, bond and free." That's severe. "I will take away the remnant of the house of Jeroboam as one takes away refuse until it is all gone." That's a manure spreader. "The dog shall eat whatever belongs to Jeroboam and dies in the city, and the birds of the air shall eat whatever dies in the field, for the Lord has spoken it. Arise, therefore, go to your own house. When your feet enter the city, the child shall die. All Israel shall mourn for him and bury him, for he is the only one of Jeroboam who shall come to the grave, because in him there is found something good toward the Lord God of Israel in the house of Jeroboam. Moreover, the Lord will raise up for himself a king over Israel who shall cut off the house of Jeroboam this day." What? "Even now, for the Lord will strike him as a reed is shaken in the water. He will uproot Israel from the good land which he gave to their fathers, and he will scatter them beyond the river, because they have made their wooden image, provoking the Lord to anger. And he will give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, and sinned and made Israel sin." If you're going to sin, don't make anybody else sin with you. Wait, I can't believe I just said
don't.
That. Don't. If you're going to sin, don't. Yeah, there's just sometimes preachers say stupid things trying to make a point. That was one of them. Like Brother Summer always said, God doesn't answer stupid questions, not even mine. 17, Jeroboam's wife arose, departed, came to Tirzah. When she came to the threshold of the house, the child died. They buried him. All Israel mourned for him according to the word of the Lord, which was spoke to his servant, Ahijah the prophet. Now the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he made war, how he reigned, indeed, they are written in the book of Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. The period that Jeroboam reigned was 22 years, and he rested with his fathers. Then Nadab, his son, reigned in his place. How would you like to follow your own dad, who you knew was wicked and God was destroying, and you're trying to decide and figure out, I got to do something different? We got 10 verses for him to do something different. Get your faith with me. Let's see if we can believe God and see something change here. History. Just like your history, mine's already written in heaven. All we got to do is walk in it.
Amen.
21. Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he became king. He reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. He put his name there. His mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. Now Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins, which they committed more than all their fathers had done. That's a lot of sin. For they also built for themselves high places, sacred pillars, wooden images, on every high hill and under every green tree. These people were not even in Egypt. They were not even in Egypt. They had built for themselves, and then we already read that. For 24, and there was also perverted persons in the land. They did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. Happened in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem. He took away the treasuries of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He took away everything. He also took away all the gold shields which Solomon had made. I was reading about them gold shields. Them things were worth $100 million or something.
Wow.
The king Rehoboam made bronze shields in their place and committed them to the hands of the captains of the guard who guarded the doorway of the king's house. And whenever the king entered the house of the Lord, the guards carried them, then brought them back into the guard room. Now the rest of the acts of Rehoboam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days, Judah and Israel fighting with each other. So Rehoboam rested with his fathers, was buried with his father in the city of David. His mother's name was Naaman the Ammonitess. Then Abijam, his son, reigned in his place. So we now got Abijam, and we got, who was the other one? Abijam and, Ahijah and Abijam. Now, I usually, right now, have what I call circle the wagons. And this is the majestic word of God. And the Holy Spirit of God, for some reason, for many reasons, I'm not going to say it that way, wants you and I to see this. And what you're going to see is the nature of man who is not filled with the Spirit of God. If you don't have Jesus' righteousness in you and you just act religious, you're not going to get anywhere in your Christian life. You're just not. Because God doesn't care about your list of do's and don'ts. He said to the children of Israel at one point, what do you think? I want more sacrifices? More bloodshed? More bulls, goats? No. A broken and a contrite heart is what the Lord receives. And famous Amos, he has shown you, O man, what is good. What does the Lord require of you? Do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly. And for every person, that's going to be a different thing. So you have to build a relationship with God. And it's not that nobody had one, because Joshua and Caleb did. Rahab the harlot evidently did. Stuttering and everything. Just do what's right, you know? Say it with me. Just do what's right.
Do what's right.
Now, see if I can lead you into the sinner's prayer now that I've said all this. Here's the thing. This is the force of the Christian life, being a believer. Not even a Christian life, because anymore you don't even know what the word means. But being a believer, you know what that word means. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you are saved. I'm going to lead you in that prayer right now, and you'll be right with God in 2 minutes. Just pray the prayer, Mean it from the depths of your heart, and you'll be right with God. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
I know it.
I know it. Amen.
I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
Just do it. Put your hands up and just say, I receive you into my life. All of your grace and mercy.
All of your grace and mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
Spirit. I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word
Pray
of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to be the first to welcome you to the kingdom of God. Welcome, 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 welcome. That's the greatest thing you could ever do in your life. Right there, you prayed the prayer of salvation. And what that did for you now, you believe in your heart, you speak with your mouth, and now you're saved. And you're now reconciled to the Father. So now there was a broken relationship between you and the Father. Now it's been restored. And you have actually been made one with the Father. Yeah. And Jesus is your elder brother. You're adopted into the family. What's going on the inside of you is Jesus came in and he is the light of the world. So your whole being is filled with light. There's no darkness anymore. He brought all of his blood and it washed you and made you white as snow. Purged you. He gave you his righteousness to live by. Your righteousness will never be good enough. You might say, well, thanks a lot, Pastor. It's the truth. As humans, we have no ability to produce a righteous force in our life. Because our righteousness are as filthy rags. It's what Paul said. So Jesus gives you his righteousness. It's a free gift. Just take it. Say, I received the free gift of righteousness.
Yeah.
Just like that. How do I live every day, Pastor? When you wake up in the morning, look up at the ceiling. Oh, I say, open your eyes. And say, Father, help me walk with you today. Help me walk with you today. And he'll help you every day. Because he's living in here. He's not up here trying to come down on your head. He's in here leading you from the inside out. Whole different point of view. I don't have to give you a list of do's and don'ts. I just teach you how to walk with God. And he'll lead you in the paths of righteousness for his sake. My email address and website's right there in the notes. Make sure you contact me. Send us a message. All of you that's listening, send us a message. Let us know. I won't use your name. And we don't ask you for nothing. I just want to be a blessing to you. And help you walk with God every day of your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, remember this. Sunday on Read the Word, we do communion. We want you to be there. Share this with your friends, family, and everybody you know. Right there in the links, right down there. It says the full playlist. Let's give that to somebody that's not been here before. And they'll listen and be like, wow, this is awesome. Awesome, 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 awesome. And then they'll be able to catch up with us. And really, if you did this twice in 1 year, like right now, if you went back and started it again, so you'd listen today and then go back and start it all over, what you would get out of it the second time would just be absolutely amazing to you. Because this word is working on the inside. In Jesus' mighty name. I'll stay here and preach all day. You ready? This is what we always say when we come here. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. And build no golden calves or any other idol in Jesus' mighty name. See you soon. Now, our friends on Blog Talk Radio, we bless you. We know God is blessing you. We bless you with the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. And so, if you're someone in a foreign nation and you want me to help you translate this into your language, please contact me. Send me an email. It's right there in the notes of the program. And we'll help you change your nation in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, remember, His grace is sufficient. See you soon.